And we're joined now in studio by Sue Lincoln, the intrepid reporter at the state capitol, who this week unearthed several nuggets of interesting news. They're talking about all kinds of things at the capitol, including braiding, of
including
all things.
Including hair braiding. It was like the old days at the capitol before it became so partisan. Julie Emerson, a Republican representative from Karen Crow, brought a bill to do away with the licensing requirements for hair braiding. Currently, you have to get a license. You have to put in 500 hours of classroom time to qualify for the license, and there's no schools that actually teach it. So she brought that. There were some objections, including from 78-year-old Dorothy Sue Hill, who is the state representative from Beauregard Parish. She's from Dry Creek. And as a former home economics teacher, she was really worried about cleanliness and sanitation. So Representative Huval brought an amendment that basically reestablished the licensing. And Miss Emerson, the author of the bill, objected to that. So she got quizzed a bit about the amendment and what it would do.
All right. Let's go to the legislature.
On the bill require me to get a license to cut my own hair?
Would the amendment require me to get a license to use a Flobee on my dog or to help my sister tweeze her eyebrows?
A what for your dog?
A Flobee to cut my dog's hair.
Representative Landry, I've never heard of a Flobee.
All right, they're getting down in the weeds on all kinds of things.
All kinds of things, but it does point out a bit of the generation gap that Miss Emerson did not know what a Flobee was. At any rate, they did not pass mm-hmm. the amendment. There was a lot of joking, and there was a lot of bipartisan support to get the bill through, and it has passed through, and we'll see what happens when it gets over to the Senate side. The House is taking up the capital outlay bill in committee this next week, and the Senate is going to be working on the budget.
Well, 12 and a half weeks is what we're talking about for training to braid hair, and it appears that that may be going by the wayside. Sue Lincoln, the House shut down a bill to get rid of sanctuary cities. Jeff Landry was supportive. The bill was filed by Valerie Hodges of Denham Springs, and it was not a close vote. A similar bill, almost identical one, passed in Texas.
That's true, but this bill had been brought up last year as well in the legislature and did not make it out of the House. I think most of the lawmakers recognized the fact that New Orleans, which is who this bill, the city that this bill is targeted at, is between a hard place and a rock because they're under a consent decree that says they can't ask about immigration status mm-hmm. when they arrest someone.
And the House also shot down a bill that would have banned paddling in public schools.
That was quite unusual. However, the bill to ban paddling of the developmentally disabled...
Still going.
It's still going through the process. So they're defining what they will accept and what they won't.
And Representative Franklin Foyle has a bill that would increase the threshold for TOPS. The governor has not been sold on it, but so far it's winding its way through the process. It would raise the requirement to 2.75 from a 2.5.
Right, and it won't actually go into effect until students that begin to attend college in 2020, I believe it is. So that gives them time to work on getting their grade point average up and be prepared for this. We'll see how that mm-hmm. goes. Those things have a little bit of trouble getting put through.
Another bill that would have... made TOPS full with the use of revenue from gambling boats. That one didn't make it.
True, but in this case, the House has put full funding for TOPS in House Bill 1 by removing $82 million from what had initially been allocated by the governor for the Department of Health and Hospitals. So I guess they just don't see the pressure.
And another measure, which would have allowed us to have concealed weapons without a permit. This one got 5 votes in a House committee, but it lost 8-5. This was Barry Ivey's bill.
Right. Well, We have already passed in Louisiana a bill that allows you to open carry without a permit. So the concealed carry was maybe a stretch. We're finding some resistance to the NRA this session. And so that's kind of interesting because they are pushing Louisiana to be very, very open.